The Islamization of Europe concerns many, including mission agencies. Madonna's adoption in Malawi is one in a million, and a ministry urges calm as Congo's presidential election nears. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians are concerned about the Islamization of Europe. The Muslim population is growing rapidly. Greater Europe Missions' Roy Nagelkirk works with the Muslim population in France.
As they increase in numbers, it puts pressure on those living in those communities. And there are reports of up to 50,000 French who have converted, so they say, to Islam.
However, Nagelkirk says some Muslims are disappointed with Islam. Jack Shiflett with the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism agrees, saying moderate Muslims are taking notice of the violence.
When they see tragedy going on or bombs going off because of protests for cartoons and what have you, God is working. He's teaching the Muslim people that Islam is not what they thought it was.
Which is doing something incredible.
The fastest growing group in France right now by conversion, not the fastest growing by immigration, are Muslims that are becoming evangelicals.
Get even more information at our website. Next, David Banda, the orphan boy adopted by rock star Madonna last week, is only one of the many orphans in Malawi, says Michael Glenn, the executive director of Hope Givers International.
The whole attention in the media is on this one child that she adopted, but we cannot forget about the hundreds of thousands of other orphans with HIV and other issues that are still in the streets and the villages and don't have parents.
Hope Givers is not forgetting them. Glenn says they're partnering with a group called City Hope International to help 10,000 kids. He says they're also providing spiritual assistance, but not in a vacuum.
One of the things we want to do is create the indigenous missionaries that we know that we don't know the culture as well as they do. We want them to help transform their own country. So as we train people and raise them up with the awareness of Christ, we know that God is going to touch their hearts.
Since coffin making is the number one industry in Malawi right now, your help is needed. You're listening to Mission Network News. Thousands of India's low-caste Hindus gathered a week ago and burned anti-conversion laws. Dave Stravers is with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. He says it's a social revolt of sorts. The anti-conversion laws forbid forced conversions. Stravers notes that the Dalits are open to the gospel, not because of the politics, but because the Holy Spirit has been working in this group.
When a person becomes a believer, his neighbors, his friends, officials in the community accuse him of making a political statement. It's simply not the case, and we don't really want this to be politicized.
Stravers says they work with literacy teachers, Bible clubs, and church planters, reaching thousands with the gospel, but they're not doing it for the numbers or the attention.
All of these efforts are reaping a lot of fruit. There will be tens of thousands of converts this year through that ministry. But if you suddenly get a high profile and you become targeted by extremists, that can be very disruptive.
Meanwhile, the Democratic Republic of Congo holds its second round of presidential elections in just 6 days. Grace Ministries International staff is praying for a peaceful process and transition. Unrest could interrupt missions work already delayed by bad weather. GMI had been working to open a malnutrition center at their partner hospital in Kipaka when a storm dismantled it. The team is racing the clock now as they strive to meet physical and spiritual needs to the poorest Congolese. And a Partners International short-term team of medical workers, pastors, and gospel workers visited a Mayao village in rural Guizhou province to lay the groundwork for long-term outreach. The team provided medical care for villagers and dedicated a new Partners International-funded clinic. The people were receptive to the love of Christ. In the coming 9 months, Partners International hopes to raise funds to build 5 more Christ, Faith, Hope, and Love medical clinics in unreached Chinese villages. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner Orphan Care International is making available Michael Card CD, The Hidden Face of God. The CD focuses on the suffering Christians experience and will remind you to pray for the world's suffering servants. Get your free Michael Card CD by calling our resource line 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.